So we're here at the Cheltenham Center in Philadelphia. I'm Scott Raymond with WVKR Poughkeepsie, and here with members of the Gears of Sand label. Why don't you each introduce yourself so we know who you are.
I'm Ben Fleury-Steiner.
Jonathan Block.
And William Fields.
And I'll start with you, Ben, because this is kind of your baby. When did the whole Gears of Sand idea start? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? You didn't have your daily requirement of masochism in your life, I suppose.
That's right. No, it started almost 3 years ago, and it started because I found that there's so much wonderful sound and music out there that just wasn't given the kind of proper presentation that I thought it should, and so it's my very small way of kind of bringing together people who are into the music, and over the last 3 years just been really amazed at sort of how the label has evolved from a totally DIY operation, me cutting CD jewel cases in my bedroom, driving my wife crazy, to now having a professional designer doing all our designs, and so it's exciting. So that's a long answer to when it started.
Now, you're not only the label guy, but you're a musician yourself.
Right.
Was that sort of the part of the impetus to start to say, oh, I want to, you know, create my music too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's interesting. I had for a while been making my own little recordings, never thinking that I would do an album. And then I think really with the web and just seeing how there was a community of folks out there, doing and sharing in the same kinds of sounds that I was into, and I think it really gave me the confidence that it's time to get this stuff out there to people that want to hear it. And so through my own playing and feeling like I wanted to share the sounds, I think that process connected me with other people and made me realize that Gears of Sand was a good idea at the time. And it's amazing, now, because we are a CDR label, and when we started, there was a few out there, but in the last 3 years, it's incredible how many more of the CDRs, the labels that are out there. So that's exciting, because feeling like, we're developing something. So from my own wanting to play, but then just feeling the need to get these sounds out to people who wanted to hear them, and there are a lot more people than I ever imagined who wanted to hear these sounds, which is great.
And one of those people sitting here is Jonathan Block, who records as Synthetic Block, who's actually been doing this for a little while now, and just now coming to the Gears of Sand label. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been conversing with Ben for probably three or four years on the Hypnos board, and I've kind of watched the label from the beginning, and I'll just echo what Ben said. I think the material and the presentation that the label is putting out is just first rate, especially when you compare it to like labels out there, as well as the frequency he's putting out releases is very impressive. I've been doing this for a long time. I was lucky enough to get on a label in the late 90s, and I've had a number of CDs come out, and it's just I'm always flattered that anyone out there there not only has the interest in listening to it, but has the interest in putting it on. And I'm particularly flattered with Gears of Sam putting out my release because, you know, it's kind of different than a lot of the stuff that they do, and it's nice to, you know, find a label that is really trying to broaden people's horizons.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your own music.
Well, I've been doing electronic music for a long time. I mean, I'm a child of the 70s for sure, and when I was growing up, I used to be into, you know, progressive rock, King Crimson and Pink Floyd, and they'd always do these cool kind of spacey parts, and I used to ask myself, wouldn't it be great if there were bands that just did that and didn't sing, didn't take guitar solos? And, you know, so I kind of found some of that, and you know, I started making my own tapes and selling them and playing coffee houses and stuff like that in the early 80s with guitar, and then with a, you know, like a DX7, Yamaha DX7 in the middle of the 80s. And you know, when the internet started happening, I started selling them over the internet and just have really watched the community of electronic musicians grow over the years. What I find most fascinating is that at the beginning, it was just this big hodgepodge of electronic musicians, you know, probably in the early 90s, and then as the 90s evolved, you started to see all these subgenres come up, whether it be ambient or techno or glitch or noise, and it's just been interesting kind of seeing how, because of the connectedness around the world and the ease of trading now and buying and selling music, just the amount of people who, I'm sure, were always making music before, and if there was never a way to be connected, would still be doing it now, but now there's just such an instantaneous feedback loop and ability to you know, feed off a community that really you never had before.
Yeah, that's true. We're kind of creating worldwide communities of different types of music and different styles, and just you put out something and somebody in Europe or Canada or whatever hears and says, wow, that was great, and something that you didn't have access to even just a few years ago. Yeah. So it's quite the change of pace.
Yeah.
And also we have William Fields, who, like Jonathan, has been around a bit and is just now kind of coming over to Gears of Sam and things like that. Tell us about yourself.
My name is William Fields, and I've been doing electronic music since 92, 93, so a little while, but I'm not, I think I'm from the next generation, as you know, after these guys. I started out back then just experimenting with samples on an old mod tracker program on my old PC. And started playing with that, and then I started playing on the local bulletin board systems, BBSs, which are sort of the precursor to the internet. And I did some graphics on there, but then there was this group of people that did music, and I got into it that way. I sort of did on my own for quite a while, and then I got hooked up with a group down in Baltimore called Sonic Soul Productions, and that's where I played my first big gigs. They have these events called Cloud Watch, which are these...
I've heard of those, yeah.
Yeah, they're these great... they're not around anymore. They're not happening anymore, but they're these wonderful ambient music events where people would come and bring pillows and lie down, and it was wonderful. I played at least three or four of those. I was part of the organization that put those on. And I played at sort of rave type events back then, in the chill out room, you know. And my music tended towards the more beat oriented stuff. So it was interesting when I met Ben, who did more sort of ambient type sounds, and you know, we became friends because we lived in the same area in Delaware, and. But our styles of music were pretty different. You know, me doing more beaty kind of stuff, and him doing ambient stuff. But he kept prodding me that you should put something together for Gears of Sand. So it was a challenge, but I'm really happy I went through the process, and I learned a lot. Now I have the new album that has just come out on Gears of Sand called Timbre, and I'm really happy with it. So, and one thing I wanted to say about the people from all over the world listening to your music, I got an email at one point from some people on the Azores in the middle of the Atlantic, and said that they listen to my music and love it. And so I thought that was just wonderful. So,
well, it's kind of interesting listening to the four of you, three of you and Micronesia play just a few minutes ago, is how you're coming at it from sort of different generations and different sort of points of view and styles and all that, but being able to work together in that concept as well, and also sort of open that up to any and all of you to kind of respond as to how that felt to work together and try and blend with each other.
Yeah, this has been, it was exhilarating. I really enjoyed it. Just, there were some moments there, I think, and we all talked about this afterwards, you know, that were really magical, where you had all these, quote, subgenres, I guess, glitch, techno, ambient, kind of all colliding together into this stew that to me tasted pretty damn good. And so, I really want to go back for seconds and thirds, but you know, unfortunately, we had to stop.
Yeah, this is Jonathan. I agree. I mean, I love jamming, you know, I was really looking forward to this, and I you know, I knew we all kind of did our own thing, but I just had a feeling it would work out. And more than anything else, it just, you know, kind of makes me feel like, wow, I wish I lived closer to these guys, because if we could do this on a regular basis, I'm sure the results would be even more amazing. Because just to echo what Ben said, I mean, there were a lot of points where, you know, we were all kind of riding the same wave, kind of the X factor, and it was just, you know, it was good.
Yeah. From my, what I think that this needs to happen more often in electronic music is, we were talking on the car ride up about this, and how music has always, traditionally has always been a social thing. It brings people together and harmonizes them, and it's something that people do together. And it's sort of strange that so many of us electronic music people are huddled alone in our studios, you know, working on things by ourselves. And I think it's really healthy to get out and interact with other electronic music people and see what happens, play together.
Definitely. We'll end this off because other people are setting up, but any final thoughts from any of you?
Buy many Gears of Sand.
Gears of Sand. Keep us on
that. Gears of Sand.
www.gearsofsand.net.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.